We are here on KSOM, and we're talking track and field. The Drake Relays are about 2 weeks away, and the deadline for high school athletes to qualify for the Drake Relays will be early Friday morning on April 18th. So pretty much 2 weeks of outdoor meets coming up. Right now, talking with the executive director of the Drake Relays, a man I've gotten to know over the last many years running the show there. And that's Blake Bolden with us here on KSOM. Blake, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, great to catch up with you, Chris. Congrats to you on your role, and congrats to sports fans in Western Iowa. They're lucky to have you. And as I'm sure they've already seen, your coverage of track and field is second to none. And you're just as knowledgeable about the sport of track and field as you are high school sports. And so it's always great to catch up.
Well, yeah, it's exciting what's coming up this year for the Drake Relays. You always seem to have Olympic athletes and superior athletes, people from the past coming in. And I guess here recently, the biggest news was when Tara Davis Woodall, who was an Olympic gold medalist in the long jump, and her husband, who was a Paralympic gold medalist, they're coming to the Drake Stadium.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I say we've talked about this a lot, where track and field in the state of Iowa starts sometime in February and March in the hallways of every high school in the state, because we don't have indoor tracks in Iowa typically, but track season starts before basketball season ends, and those kids have to start getting fit, and that excitement builds. And then as the grass starts to turn green, attention turns to blue and the blue oval and Drake track and field, the state track meet. And then, of course, as soon as an Iowa high school athlete can begin conceptualizing the state track meet, the next goal, or the big goal, is the Drake Relays. Whether you're, you know, you're in Atlantic, it's your chance to compete against certainly the kids from Sioux City and Des Moines Dowling and West Des Moines Valley, Pleasant Valley, you know, small schools, big schools, everybody in the state gets a chance to test themselves on the blue oval head to head in Drake Stadium at the Drake Relays. And on top of that, high school competition that is such an extraordinary opportunity for Iowa's best athletes to showcase their skills, it is also a wonderful opportunity for them to rub elbows with the celebrities we see on television during the Olympics. So we are very excited to welcome Tara Davis, her husband Hunter Woodall, competing alongside each other for the first time since becoming husband and wife as reigning Olympic and Paralympic champions. It is just one of many very exciting events. And if you watch the Olympic, the only way you don't know who these people are is if last summer you were too busy working in the farm to know what was going on in Paris. Because if you were paying attention to NBC, or you were paying attention to what was happening in sports, they were everywhere all day, every day, it seems, you know. So no fault to anybody who missed that news. But the backstory here: Tara, an incredible long jumper at the University of Texas, emerged as a world champion and U.S. champion after college in 2021 and 2022. She really became a dominant force in jumping. And at the same time, a student athlete at the University of Arkansas, her husband, Hunter Woodall, is a three-time All-American, a multiple-time All-SEC performer in the 400, an incredible athlete for the Razorbacks in his own right, and a double amputee. So he became a celebrity in that very infrequently do you see someone in his circumstance in life become an All-American at the collegiate level and be, you know, right alongside the world's best in the SEC. And Tara, as she emerged as a world champion type athlete, she also has an extraordinary personality in which every time she competes, she puts on a show. She will dance on the runway. She will wear a cowboy hat and put on a show on that long jump. And it's just a signature part of the sport now, as she's become an entertainer as much as she is an athlete. And then as college undergraduates into professional athletes, they got to know each other. This love bloomed and it really blossomed on air in Paris. And then they come home from the Paris Olympics celebrities. They're in on the Today Show, and they're in People Magazine. And we're just really thrilled to have them come to Drake alongside not just the Iowa high school athletes, but the NCAA collegiate best, and of course a host other host more of Olympic champion and Olympic level athletes.
Yeah, I mean they were. It was one of my favorite stories of the Olympics and last year, and they're going to be competing Saturday afternoon, I believe. In the well, I know
yeah,
Tara is.
That's right, Saturday afternoon, and we've revamped the schedule, so that's right. The window of those 4x1 championship races. The championship 400 hurdles for the high school kids. So some opportunities for the high school athletes to be in the warm-up area and competing at the same time as some of these very world's best athletes. And also on Saturday afternoon, when we think of Iowa high school athletes, we think of, you know, where do they head in the future? Sometimes it's like Tristan Wirfs, who was an outstanding shot put and discus thrower back in 2017 at the Drake Relays, and is now an incredible NFL offensive lineman. In other cases, well, Cooper DeJean, he runs a Super Bowl or runs an interception back for a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Just 4 years ago, he was the Drake Relays long jump champion. And when you see those type of high school athletes in the state of Iowa go on to greatness in the NFL and sports across the country, and across the spectrum, we're reminded now as we return from the Olympic year that there are some pretty dang good Iowans out there in the sport of track and field. And two that we're going to be talking a lot about for the rest of the month of April are Shelby Houlihan and Carissa Schweitzer. Shelby from Sioux City, Iowa. She just won a silver at the World Indoor Championships in China. Carissa Schweitzer, she is a two-time Olympian from Dowling Catholic here in Des Moines. Two not just of the best Iowans of all time, but two of the best mid-distance runners of all time. They are returning to Drake Stadium on Saturday, April 26th, to take a shot at a Drake Stadium record in the women's 1 mile that, oh, by the way, is 50 years old. It's the oldest stadium record in Drake Stadium. It's a Drake Relays record that was set by five-time Olympian Francie LaRue Smith in April 26, 1975. So women's sports truly has been a feature and a hallmark of the Drake Relays for more than 50 years, and this will be an incredible celebration of not just Iowa girls, but of women's sports and Iowans who've gone on to become the best in the world.
You know, there's some great stories that are coming to Drake with professional. We have some great stories in our area, like Ada Hansen from CAM, who just started running the 400-meter hurdles last year as a freshman, and this year she has the second fastest time in the state, and she's only 0.08 seconds off the blue oval standard as we talk today. And she's hoping to get that one sewn up this week. And then there's another one, Connor Bowers of Griswold, who skipped last year of track and field 2 years ago in the high jump. The farthest he got up high was 5'6". And then last week jumped 5'10". And then 2 days later jumped 6'3". That puts That puts him in the possibility of going to the Drake Relays. These are kids that are out, you know, are coming out of nowhere that suddenly they didn't think they might have been Drake Relay possibilities. Suddenly it's on the radar screen, and that's, you know, suddenly now that it's become a goal for them. And there's a lot of athletes around the area that, you know, their goal is to get this and this and this. So they would love the opportunity to go to the Drake Relays. And I think sometimes, don't you think, Blake, that the Drake Relays brings out the best in the high school kids?
100%. And I think that is two perfect examples. One on the track, one in the field, a young lady, a young man, that it does embody the spirit that once you get a sense of what track is, then you know that, like I said already, you start to think about the state meet at Drake Stadium. Well, then once you can really conceptualize that, then you're thinking about the Drake Relays, because then as a young kid at Griswold, it gives you a chance, and it's the only sport in the state of Iowa that everybody has an equal footing. If you're fast, you're fast. If you jump, you jump. And it doesn't matter what letters are across your chest, but you can come to Drake and get a chance to win. And I think there's something really special about that. And it does. I learned it my very first year. And you've got to forgive me if I've told you this before, but I showed up in 2017 at the Drake Relays as a rookie meet director. And I'm from Iowa, so I understand it. I grew up in South Central Iowa in Osceola, know the history, have been around it, but I had forgotten how incredible the high school performances are at this meet. It was a rainy, cold day, mid-30s, rain blowing sideways, and we get the high school 110-meter hurdles out on the track, and that you could not have told those kids that the weather wasn't perfect. The boys and then the girls in the 100-meter hurdles, we saw three meet records in those conditions, because plain and simple, I learned, number one, Iowa kids are tough and they're not concerned about it. Like some collegiate athletes or Olympic athletes, sometimes they just show up and they compete in a gutsy way. And then number two thing I learned was it just means more. They say that about the SEC in college sports, but when it comes to track and field, the Drake relays just mean more. And these kids come, and it's not, sometimes it is about winning and getting the champion's flag and, you know, representing your small town or your big high school in Central Iowa Metro League. But what it is really is about giving the most you can, getting the best from yourself. And every single year we finish the meet and we sit back and we go, holy cow, that was good. Well, how is it going to be better next year? And then every year, those high school kids, they do the same dang thing and they set another set of meet records and they continue to elevate the performances in the state of Iowa.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you about Ryan Krauser. I mean, he seems like he's a regular every year at the Drake Relays, so he obviously enjoys coming here. He always seems to put on a show, you know, in the shot put series event, usually before the relays start. And now he gets to go in the Hall of Fame. So that's kind of a neat treat. I mean, it's kind of always good to have that guy that, you know, everybody sees on the great stage and comes to Drake every year.
Yeah. If you're in Western Iowa and you have not had the chance to see Ryan Krauser up close and personal, mark your calendar, Wednesday, April 23rd in the Drake Fieldhouse, a free event. He is debuting his brand new concept, World Shot Put Series. It's a whole new format for shot put competition. And believe it or not, not a single throw will be measured. It is a whole new way to think about the event. And it's the first time ever it will be seen live for competition. And like you said, he is literally the biggest star in the sport, 6'8", 310 pounds, an incredible athlete, as dynamic and as explosive as any athlete in the world, three-time Olympic champion, world record holder, and he truly has nothing left to accomplish in his career, and he's already gearing up for 2028 in LA. Wow. As he pursues his fourth Olympic gold medal. But along the way, he is, it's like a hobby, but also maybe a business venture and a way to try and attract new fans to the sport in creating the World Shot Put Series. And as I mentioned, it's worth the drive up to the capital city here in Iowa. You're not going to want to miss and get a chance to get an autograph. I mean, and because of Ryan's energy and enthusiasm for his new concept, once the word got out, we've never had such demand. We have two of the three Olympic medalists from Paris. We have a third gentleman who just got the silver medal in the world championships in China. We have another gentleman who in 2022 got a world championship medalist or a medal at the world championships in Eugene. So in addition to Ryan, we have three other major medalists. And everybody in the event is a top 10 ranked guy in the world. So you're just going to get a chance to see the best of the best at the very highest level. For free on Wednesday night, come up, free parking, free event, DJ. It'll be a bit of a party and it will be broadcast live on MediaComp 22. Thanks for mentioning that. And thanks always for all you do for the sport of track and field. But as you can tell, Drake Relays 2025 as we celebrate our 115th anniversary is going to be one for the record books, certainly for the high school kids, but also for the collegiate athletes and the professionals.
So where can get people get more information or certainly ticket information?
Yeah, tickets are available at the top of the page at drakerelays.org. And check that out every day, because from now until April 24th, we're going to have, like I just said, we announced last week Tara and Hunter. This week we announced Carissa and Shelby. Every single day there's more announcements in terms of the star power, the exciting events. And so, you know, for example, Friday night at the Drake Relays, we announced late last week there's fireworks at the end of the night. So we're calling it family night for kiddos to come up, free face painting, balloon animals, a bounce house up on the concourse, right where you can sit and watch track and field. So truly, I could talk to you for an hour about everything that's coming. And the folks here in Des Moines couldn't be any more excited. And we're hopeful that all of you could come up and make it, get some experience, some part of that Drake Relays experience during Relays Week.
Blake, really appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Blake Bolden, director of the Drake Relays, joining us here on KSOM.